I'm Nikki Willett with Montana News. As of today, there are 76 days until the special election that will choose a replacement for former Montana Representative Ryan Zinke's House seat. It will be a quick campaign for Republican Greg Gianforte and Democrat Rob Quist, one that political junkies say will rely heavily on name recognition. To get a sense of what Montanans from across the state are thinking about the election, I went to the state Class AA basketball tournament in Great Falls.
Excuse me, gentlemen. My name is Nikki. I'm a reporter with Montana Public Radio, and I'm here today to talk to people about the special election to replace Representative Ryan Zinke's House seat. Yeah, I know,
Oh, my goodness. Good luck to you.
My questions met a mixed bag of responses. A lot of people weren't interested in talking about the election.
I haven't really been paying attention to it.
I'm a Democrat, so...
I'm voting Republican 100%, so...
At this point, I'm not 100% comfortable with either one of those choices.
Russ Kellogg is a band teacher in Great Falls. I caught him courtside on the bleachers while his students blasted the Hay song. Kellogg considers himself economically Republican and socially Democrat. He says he knows Rob Quist from Montana's music scene.
But the problem I have is that he obviously has no experience governing. He's a good guy and a decent human. I really honestly don't know Gianforte either.
Chris Schmidt watched the start of her hometown Great Falls Wrestlers game against the Helena Capital Bruins from nosebleed seats in the Four Seasons Arena court. She's for Gianforte.
Change. We need change. We need not to spend so much money that we don't have to spend and spend it on the right things. So.
Schmidt says the right things are jobs, education, and cheaper energy. She says she's not sure why Quist is running and guesses it's because he's well-known, kind of like Gianforte.
They're not political guys, and I like that.
I stood around outside for a while after being told I couldn't talk politics inside the arena. That's where I bumped into Tom Moore of Great Falls.
I think it'll be interesting to see how Rob Quist presents himself in terms of a political candidate. He's a great entertainer, right? Watched him for a long time in that arena. Don't know much about his politics. Know quite a bit about Gianforte's politics.
That said, Moore says he's waiting to hear more from Quist before he decides who he'll cast a ballot for.
I want to hear some real specific things instead of just general, we're going to do something with health care reform and we're going to, do something about the immigration problem. I want to hear some specifics. I don't want to just hear we're going to do something. I want to hear what he thinks he's going to do. I'd like to hear both candidates be more specific about what they think they can accomplish if we put them in office representing us here in Montana.
Moore added he's a bit disappointed Senator Ed Buttrey of Great Falls didn't get the Republican nomination. Susan Caldwell left Missoula at 5 a.m. to catch the first game of the tournament. She says she's disappointed Amanda Curtis didn't clinch the Democratic nomination.
I'm getting over myself.
She's now throwing her support behind Quist.
Looks like we're running the polar opposites. We've got the pretty conservative, pretty dug-in Republican, and then we've got the very progressive Democrat.
I point out a Democrat hasn't held Montana's lone House seat in over two decades, but that doesn't faze Caldwell. She still thinks Quist can win.
I definitely think so, because I think Forte almost has a reputation of not representing the best of Montana. So if Rob Quist can make a case that he represents the best of Montana and not get too polarized for, that he is for humans and for people getting a fair shake, I think he can. I'm an optimist.
Not everybody I talked to was engaged in the upcoming special election. I even told a few people who the candidates are. With campaign ads already blanketing the airwaves and candidates motivated to sell themselves to voters quickly, it's unlikely that will remain the case for long. In Great Falls, I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.